From NHPR, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. It is thought to be the most well-known and frequently sung song in the world. Anecdotally, it could also be the most poorly sung song of all time.
Happy birthday!
Happy Birthday, a song created for kids that is revived annually pretty much until you die. It is automatic. Co-workers, family members, even strangers sing it if in the vicinity when the tune begins. The Happy Birthday song has been around since 1893, and guess what? Anyone who sings it is supposed to pay royalties to its publisher. Here with more on the song's history is Scott Kies, senior reporter for Think Progress. He wrote the article, Why We Should Stop Singing Happy Birthday, for Pacific Standard Magazine. Scott, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me on, Virginia. I appreciate it.
Well, I guess from the name of your article, I pretty much know where you stand on the Happy Birthday song.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I was at a coworker's birthday party just a few weeks ago. And, you know, it was really nice affairs after work, and a couple people brought in some nice craft beers and, you know, brought him in, told him it was a meeting. He walked in and, oh, you know, surprise, happy birthday. It was really nice and fun until all of a sudden one of our coworkers, Lauren, decided to ask those five dreaded words, should we sing happy birthday? And, you know, everybody in the group froze because nobody wants to be that curmudgeon who says, you know, no, let's not sing Josh happy birthday. And so, you know, nobody can be the voice of reason here. And so while that idea is just floating up there, all of a sudden Lauren has to buckle under the weight of her own suggestion and start singing out the first few words, you know, happy birthday. And then all of a sudden we're all faced with the choice. Do we let her sing on her own, in which case she has to either trail off after one verse or sing the entire thing by herself? Or do we all go ahead and join her, in which case we all have to go ahead and try to harmonize it and probably do it pretty poorly, which we ultimately ended up doing.
Well, before we get into your proposed band, let's go back to the birth of the birthday song, 1893. You looked into where it came from. Tell us more.
Yeah, so, you know, the history of the Happy Birthday song is actually kind of one that goes way back, and there's actually surprising mystery about it, considering the fact that, like you mentioned, it's cited as the best known and most frequently sung song in the entire world. We know for sure where the tune came from. It is an 1893 song composed by two kindergarten teachers from Kentucky named Patty and Mildred Hill, who originally wrote a song called Good Morning to All. They were kindergarten teachers during the day, but then at night they kind of moonlighted as songwriters, composers. They like to try to come up with songs that they thought their students would be able to harmonize and enjoy. And
do you know the words to Good Morning to All?
Yeah, so it's similarly simple to Happy Birthday. It's Good Morning to All, Good Morning to All, Good Morning, Dear Children, Good Morning to All. You can see where Happy Birthday comes from.
Well, any theories on who substituted the Happy Birthday lyrics? Was it Mildred and Patty Hill?
Well, so that's where the mystery comes from. Somewhere in the next two or three decades, the song went from just Good Morning to All to all of a sudden being sung at birthday parties with these new lyrics that, you know, the lyrics that we know today of Happy Birthday. But it's not really clear who first came up with those Happy Birthday words. There's been a professor, Robert Brownice, at George Washington University, who has written, you know, extensive studies and looking into where the origins of the song comes from. And all he's been able to determine is that we're not exactly sure who wrote them, but it's almost for sure that it was not the Hill sisters.
Mm-hmm. Well, although no one can prove that the Hill sisters wrote those lyrics, the copyright has been fought for since the Hill family. In fact, it was caught up in a pretty famous battle back in 1934. Can you give us that story?
Sure. So, you know, it became more and more popular in the early 20th century. In 1934, Irving Berlin had written a Broadway musical called As Thousands Cheer that used the birthday song in it. Now, a sister of Patty and Mildred Hill, one of whom had passed away by this point, actually ended up suing Irving Berlin for unauthorized use of the song, claiming that her family owned the rights to it. That case ended up getting dismissed, but Jessica Hill, the third sister, ended up working with a music publisher to copyright the song the next year, I believe, in 1935. And this copyright is actually still in effect today, almost 80 years later. It's still under copyright and generating millions in licensing fees from its popularity.
Millions? Who pays to use the Happy Birthday song?
Well, your listeners don't have to worry that they might be footed with a bill at their next kid's birthday party, thankfully. But if there's a TV show, a movie, you know, a restaurant chain, anything on down the line, some business that uses the Happy Birthday song is subject to copyright fees, just as they would be with any other song that's copyrighted today by, you know, Lady Gaga or whoever. So this is why, for instance, if next time one of your listeners goes to Red Robin or Joe's Crab Shack or a place like that, they won't be singing the Happy Birthday song. These restaurant chains come up with their own unique takes on the birthday song. They have their own version of it in order to try to avoid those licensing fees. But at the same time, you know, there are businesses and whatnot that will just go ahead and pay for the licensing fee. And it's estimated that in total, the Happy Birthday song generates about $2 million each year in licensing fees.
Wowie. We're speaking with Scott Kai, senior reporter for Think Progress. He wrote the article and is starting the campaign, Why We Should Stop Singing Happy Birthday. The article was in Pacific Standard. $2 million. Scott, how did this song evolve from a little Kentucky backwoods kindergarten ditty into such a powerhouse?
You know, it's a fascinating, fascinating, perfect storm of factors that ended up resulting in the Happy Birthday song being the phenomenon that we know it today. You know, back in the 1800s, there was really no such thing as a birthday party. Birthdays just didn't have the same grandeur and excitement that they do today. But a number of things started to develop around the middle of the 19th century. For instance, birthday cakes arose in the 1840s, and the concept of birthday parties among kids of the same age started a little bit later in the 1800s. Before that, birthday parties, even for kids, tended to be affairs for adults, where kids were essentially showing how good their manners were or how, you know, upstanding and involved a citizen they were. But, you know, as society developed, as people started to get a little bit wealthier and we started to develop a little bit more child-oriented view of adolescence, birthday parties rose too as a result. By the early 20th century or so, the kind of modern birthday party really started to take hold, you know, with birthday cakes, with that was celebrating the child, that had the child's friends over. And so, you know, we had all the kind of prerequisites that we would need for something like the birthday song to take hold, just starting to take shape right as the birthday song was invented in the early 20th century.
Okay, so you, early in the 21st century, propose that we should stop singing Happy Birthday. Scott Kies, make your case.
That's right. You know, it boils down to two very simple points. One, nobody likes singing it. And two, nobody likes having it sung to them. Now, you know, I will make a slight exception here that I think we should continue singing Happy Birthday to kids because, you know, it is fun when you're a kid to feel like celebrated in the center of attention. But I think once we get to about age 14 or so, you know, this is right around kids are in middle school. They want to assert their independence. They want to show that they're no longer just a young kid anymore. I think right about then is the right time to let this person have their own autonomy and dignity and stop subjecting them to the awkwardness of being publicly sung to.
So that's from the celebrant's perspective. How about the singers?
Exactly. Well, so the problem with the way that we sing Happy Birthday, especially, you know, in an office or to other at adult birthday parties, for one, very few among us are actually good singers. And so when we try to combine the fact that we're not good singers, we're not in a particularly forgiving acoustic setting, you know, we're not singing in the shower or the Kennedy Center or anything like that, and we're not singing with a group that has practiced together or has any harmony, it tends to come out like the clip that you played at the beginning of the segment, where it sounds, frankly, pretty bad. So, you know, I propose that we all just go ahead and cut the charade and say, you know, after we turn 14, let's still celebrate people's birthdays, but let's go ahead and not sing them the happy birthday and see if they enjoy it more. I suspect they will.
Scott, are people going to know what to do at your next birthday party? They all on notice?
You know, I'll tell you, even this morning, there was someone had a birthday, and I heard the birthday song being sung, and my coworker's looking at me like, Scott, better go lay down the law on them, you know, better go tell them. I'm very curious to see what happens next December when my birthday rolls around.
Well, we will be sure not to sing this song for you. We thank you so much for your time today.
It was great to be with you, Virginia. Thanks.
Scott Keyes is senior reporter for Think Progress, who wrote the article, Why We Should Stop Singing Happy Birthday, for Pacific Standard Magazine. You'll find a link to read it for yourself and maybe join his campaign at wordofmouthradio.org. After more than 100 years of regular use, maybe the problem has less to do with the tradition of celebratory singing as the song itself. Given that happy birthday consists of just about 5 words, it couldn't be too hard to come up with something catchy or fresh, an alternative, could it? To find out, NHPR's All Things Considered host Brady Carlson joined producers Maureen McMurray and Taylor Quimby in the studio.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Lay it on us.
A birthday song has to have a few basic elements. It's got to be pretty simple. It in some way needs to celebrate a birthday.
Yes. It needs to be personalized.
And it needs to, exactly, it needs to be customizable.
No mention of age.
Yeah.
No mention of how far you've gotten along, that you've lived so bloody long.
No big deal, another year went by.
And right? You haven't accomplished all those things you set off to accomplish.
Oh. No.
Do you think there should be 2 separate songs, one for kids and one for adults?
No.
So just so it has to be...
It has to be universal. You were... born. In 1964, you were born.
Some of those chain restaurant birthday songs basically aren't songs at all. They're just chants, and it's incredibly unnerving. The older I get, the more weirded out I get about people chanting things when they come toward me.
Yeah.
Maybe the focus should... Maybe we should change the focus to the mom.
Maybe the customizable part is how long the mother was in labor.
You took 15 hours. You took 15 hours.
One of the songs that really struck me that I listened to before we sat down to talk was the song Mr. Rogers sang on his show to
what
you.
What was his?
Happy birthday, dear friend.
Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Sounds so much smoother when the two of you were singing along.
Tick, tock, tick,
oh, that's
tock,
good.
Tick, tock.
There
tick,
goes another
tock,
year for tick, Cassandra.
Tock,
she's
tick,
getting older.
Tick, tock. I actually like this. I actually like
I
this.
I do. That's
you
good.
Know what? Maybe so. Okay. So maybe the thing about the happy birthday song is so awkward because we're not acknowledging what we all truly feel about. So maybe we should commit to going dark.
You need a song that acknowledges
I
the
like
elephant
the
in the room.
Tock.
Tick, tock. Tick,
you now
tock,
are 78.
Tick, tock,
I hope
tick,
you've got your living
tock,
will
tick,
in place.
That's just so terrible.
Wait, so does it start with 1 year older, 1 year wiser? Does it go
That's
one year older, 1 year wiser? Let's all hope you don't turn into a miser, Cassandra.
Maybe we don't even mention the age. I don't know. Maybe
yeah.
It's 1 year older, 1 year wiser. It's your special day.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yay.
Tick, tock, tick, tock. 1 year
tock,
older,
tick,
1 year
tock,
wiser.
Tick,
it's your special
tock,
day.
Tick, yay.
That's it.
We did
That's
it.
That's it.
All right. High fives, everybody.
Nice.
Woo.
Yeah.
Special day. Yay.
Well, so what do you think? Will our version of the happy birthday song endure the test of time? Would it be more, less, or equally painful to sing than that regular happy birthday song? Let us know what you think on our Facebook page at facebook.com/wordofmouthradio. Or do you think you can compose a better version? If so, we'd love to hear it. We have several ways you can share your happy birthday song. If you're a web person, post it on our Facebook page. Or if it's easier, simply pick up the phone and sing it to us on our listener line, 603-223-2448. Step-by-step instructions, along with our email address and that phone number, all at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us tomorrow at 2 for more Word of Mouth, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.